Mission.
Oh, yes. It's true.
If you're hearing that, it must be 1930 UTC. Time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this extremely dubious goals committee. And today's goal is to get outside. So we are outside in one of our traditional spots, Herrenhaven. For two reasons. It rained overnight, and it rained pretty good. There's puddles in the parking lot here. Things are still a little bit wet, but I think it's going to be dry from here on out. And as I walk around the shed here, I think the mati holes are starting to erode. There's some low spots. Is there some bugs? I don't know. So yeah, it's a little overcast now, what we might call partly cloudy. And we needed to come out early because it's supposed to hit 95 degrees today. But right now, about 11 a.m. local time, it is still fairly cool. It's pretty humid. And it's going to get hot fast once the sun comes out. But I was hoping we could get this done before the sun shows up. And I'm walking up onto the bocage. Yeah, and there's still a lot of... There's a lot of white jellies down in there on the logs. I wish we could get down there so I could take pictures of that fun fungus. Let's look over here, see what's going on over on these logs. Yeah, white jellies, white jellies, white jellies. All right, so we might as well head into the forest and see what is up. Oh, it started raining pretty good last night, right about 2 a.m. There was some big thunders. My cat was all scared. But we toughed it out. Ow. Whew, and I haven't been up that long. I'm looking down into the dragonfly pond, trying to see if the water level was any higher. I'm wondering how much it actually rained. So into the forest we go. Things are a little bit damp. On the ground. The dirt is damp. That's good. That means we might find some mushrooms today. And that's what I'm looking for. Oh. Okay. Yeah, so I'm barely awake. I'm still creaking and groaning. Oh, there's a squirrely in this branch that fell off the tree. Hi, Mr. Squirrely. He's hiding under there. He's hiding from me. And this is where we saw that baby deer, what, 2 weeks ago? So I'm looking back in there, looking for my deer buddies. But I don't see anything. Okay, returning my attention to these logs that line the path. See, like this log. I know what that is. That's orange mat caprinus. Starting to grow. There's no mushrooms yet, but the little orange fuzz is starting to show up on that log. And that will produce some capped mushrooms here in the very near future. Okay, so here I am at the crossroads. Look both ways. I don't see much of anything. Let's head out to the boardwalk. see if we can find any fun stuff out there real quick. Because you never know. It's on these sort of weird rainy days that we find dudes doing doodly things. So here we are at the sub pond. Any dudes in the sub pond today? No? And the water level doesn't look like it's really much any higher. What's going on back here? Oh, there's a couple of ducks every once in a while. Oh, and I see a snapper shell. I see the back of a snapper. One of our littler dudes. His shell is just breaking the surface of the water as he tools around. He's paddling around being Mr. Submarine Snapper. Okay, so that's good. There was a couple of ducks back in there too. Two ducks and a snapper. So let's head out into the boardwalk. What's going on out here? We're about to find out. Onto the boardwalk we go. And we walk, walk, walk. Here's a Mylar balloon. And out over the water we go. Well, what's going on out here? Well, there's the usual high frog density. Lots of frogs. Not much of anything else. I'm scanning. I'm looking around. And I don't see Jack. So let's just head out to the end of the boardwalk here and see if we can see anything else out there. Boatloads. Boatloads of frogs. All the little ones are scared. And as soon as I walk by them, they dive. All the big ones, they just stay where they are. They're not afraid. They're tough guys. They're thuggy thug frogs. Alright, so out here, at the end of the boardwalk, I'm looking around. Oh, I see a duck swimming away very fast. Oh, now he's flying. Okay, bye, duckies. And what else have we got out there? All the way across the pond, there's nothing. More ducks. There's some ducks out there, and the ducks that I'm spooking are flying over there to where we could see them from the big blind. But other than that, there is nothing out here. Except here's a big frog looking at me. Hi, big froggy. Yeah, you're a tough guy. Big frogs. Big frogs. Something about my eye is bothering me. Why is my eye being weird? I do not know. What the heck is going on here? Okay. So anyway. I'm walking around in here today trying to take my mind off the graham cracker conundrum. I just can't stop thinking about it. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, you're going to have to listen to yesterday's show. You can listen to yesterday's show from the archive at anonradio.net/archive. Scroll down until you find the big block of archives that contain the Dubious Goals Committee shows. I don't remember what it says, DGC or Dubious Goals Committee. Either way, the shows are listed by date. Alright, I'm back here at the sub pond. I'm looking around. And basically, I'm checking places where a green heron might be hanging out. Not really seeing anything. That's what I'm kind of looking for today. Is that green heron, wondering if he's still hanging around. He probably is. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we will find him. Because green herons are kind of small, you know, compared to blue herons. And, you know, white herons like egrets. And plus there's a lot of places around in here in the water that we can't really see. So I'm walking over the land bridge looking into the billabong. And I have seen green herons in the billabong before. I've even seen two in the billabong at once. But that doesn't mean we're seeing any today. So let's head back to the wall blind. Maybe we got somebody hanging out in the back of the billabong. Oh, and guess what was on TV last night? Oh, your favorite computer dork movie and mine. That's right. The Social Network. The movie about the Facebook. Oh. And I laugh. And I laugh every time I watch it. I did watch some of it. Probably most of it. But we'll get into that in a minute. Here we are. At the wall blind, looking into the back of the billabong. And I do not see our little greenie. Where's our green guy? Where's our muskrat? Where's all the dudes? I was kind of thinking we would find some dudes today, but maybe not. Yeah, so I watched part of or most of The Social Network. And the one thing that always makes me laugh is Brenda Song as one of the Facebook groupies that becomes Edward Severin's girlfriend. Yeah, she plays Christy Ling. I'm looking down into Frog Harbor and I'm looking at all the frogs. Hi, frogs. You know, Brenda Song from the Disney Channel. I don't know if that was her first real movie or what, but, you know, I can't ever see her without thinking about her Disney origins. And, you know, it's amazing she got work. Because those poor Disney kids, they rarely find legitimate work once they're too old to do Disney. I'm walking slowly along the path here looking for coral mushrooms on these logs. These logs just must be tapped out because I haven't found any corals on these for, oh, has it been 3 years or is it just 2 years now? I don't know. Walking slowly along, and now I have to raise my head up and look up. And when I say look up, I just mean perpendicularly to my body. At a 90 degree angle, because this is where those deer like to hang out sometimes. So I'm looking around, looking in here for deer. I don't see, hear, or smell anything. So I don't think our deer buddies are back here. So I'm going back to looking on the ground, looking for fungus. And there's something back in there a little bit, something tiny on the ground. It kind of looks like bird's nest mushrooms. Is that what those are? Those kind of look like bird's nests from here. Are these the first fresh bird's nests that we have found? And of course, then I turn around and I didn't even notice this big clump of Caprinus. Big clump of Caprinus around this stump. A tree was taken out here and they cut it off at ground level. And there's this clump of, it's a pretty decent sized clump of Caprinus, all things considered. Oh, if it was if you put them all in a circle, this would be a 6-inch diameter circle or 15 centimeters. So I'm moving on. I think the sun came out. Good thing we're under the canopy. But the sun is peeking through. I'm checking logs. I'm in a pretty mushroomy zone, traditionally speaking. So I gotta take my time, look around in here, look at the forest floor. Not seeing much of anything else other than that clump of... Okay, well, here's something. Can't get to it, though. Seems like we saw that last time we were out here in the rain, but there's a little piece of log back here, about 2 or 3 meters into the forest. And I can see it, but I can't get to it. And there's a lot of auricularia on it, some old auricularia and some very, very fresh auricularia. Good old tree ears. Very nice. I do love tree ears. Walking along. What do I smell? I'm smelling that. Am I smelling putrescine? Is there a rotting body somewhere near here? Still just walking slowly, checking all the logs. Looking for mushrooms and stuff. I heard a sound back there in the forest. What's that? Probably a squirrel. That sound had that squirrel vibe to it. And here we are at this footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. What is out there today? There's two ducks on a log. I'm checking all the trees and stuff that have fallen into the water, because that's where the green heron likes to hang out. I'm not seeing Mr. Greeny anywhere. Little greenster, where are you? No sign of our green heron. And the sun is in and out, behind a cloud. What was that? I heard a noise. Oh, it's just a squirrel in a tree. Okay, hi, Mr. Squirrely. I see you now. The sun seems to be indecisive about whether or not to come out. And I'm thinking that it doesn't need to come out at all. There's somebody else here up the path that goes up the hill. I knew that because there were some other cars here. There were two other cars when I arrived, and one guy left as I was getting out of my car. So now we're coming up to the vestigial wall, the vestigial blind, the blind that doesn't block vision from anything anywhere. But before we go down into the big blind, before we walk next to the stupid vestigial wall, I'm checking the base of this tree. Checking this base, the base of this tree for mushrooms, because there's a Heraceum mushroom that grows around here. And it is beartooth comb. But I'm not seeing any signs of it or any other types of mushroomy dudes at this point. So I'm heading into the big blind. And into the big blind we go. Oh boy, we got some ducky action out here today, of course. On the new log, 20 ducks or more. I'm looking back at those twigs and sticks that fell into the water from the peninsula. I'm looking for our green heron, and there's three ducks on the tree where we find our green heron usually, so no green heron over there today. Turning to my left, looking into the delta, lots of ducks. There's a good 2 dozen ducks out there. And... wait, what's that? on a log where we have seen our fox before. There's something with its back to me, and I think that's our green heron. Ugh, sun's coming out. It's terrible. I wish that bird on the... Now, that can't be a duck. That is... I am 99% sure that's our green heron over there. He's facing away from me. Looking down into the water. Because he's a fishing. Because that's what herons do. They like to eat yummy little fish. Oh yeah, he sort of stood up and he turned his head. That is most assuredly our green heron. Yay! So we got to see our green heron today. As I continue to look around, scanning the rim of the pond, I'm looking for other herons, specifically blue herons. But I'm not seeing any of our blue heron buddies today. I'm gonna stick my neck out here. Probably gonna freak some ducks out if they see me. I'm looking around and I do not see any blue herons at all. Just little greeny. Yeah, he's got his head turned and I can see his neck and everything. That's him, all right. Well, we managed to find our green heron buddy. That's good. Well, I guess I didn't spook the ducks too much. There's not a lot of reaction to me sticking my head out. There's some more ducks way, way out there, too. There's got to be half a gross of ducks out here. Somewhere between 72 and 100 ducks swimming around in Heron Haven today. Plus one green heron. Hi, Mr. Green Heron. He's so nice. Alright, so anyway. And that's the dude report for today. Maybe we need to go back and look for some more mushrooms. Yeah, my sinuses are a little bit weird. Continually draining into my throat, preventing me from talking clearly. I guess that's okay. Who needs to talk clear? Who needs to speak in a clear manner? This is only a radio show. This is only the Dubious Goals Committee. And you're listening to a non-radio. An airplane flies overhead as I slowly walk back to where we came from, back to my car, back to the automobile. Across the footbridge, we look at the two ducks. Oh, you know what? I think there might have been a turtle on that log, and he just jumped off when he saw me. I'm trying to see if there's any blue herons hiding back there, because sometimes they like to hang out back there. None today. Was that kid smoking weed? Can't tell. Anyway. Yeah, hopefully that other person that was here is leaving in front of me. Probably gonna spook any dudes that come out, but oh well. At least they're gone. As we look for mushrooms on these logs again. Yes, I'm looking at the same logs I already looked at. You never know. You might see something that you didn't see the first time. Things might be hiding on the other side. You don't see it until you're approaching from a different direction. Here's that big old clump of Caprinus. I'm gonna stop here and look for deer again. Don't see any deer. So anyway, back to the Facebook. The thing that bothers me the most about the movie is the sandwich. Yes, the sandwich. If you haven't seen the movie, or if you don't know what I'm talking about, allow me to explain. Towards the beginning of the movie, unless it might be, I'm not sure, maybe half an hour in, 45 minutes, it's somewhere in like the first act. This is right after Mark Zuckerberg creates the FaceMash website and shuts down the Harvard computer network because it can't handle 22,000 hits. Seems like a low number to me. But anyway, that's when the Winklevoss twins, or as I like to call them, the Winkle Bros. The Winklevoss twins then seek out Mark Zuckerberg to help them with their little website. And so they find him walking around in the halls somewhere in some building, and they say, come with us, we want to talk to you. He says, okay. And they go to the Porcellian Club, one of the final clubs at Harvard. Super prestigious. And that's the funny thing about these clubs, you know, especially like the Porcellian Club. You got a bunch of rich kids that come from big money families. And that's their clubhouse? Their clubhouse is that crappy? Yeah, that's the big question for me, too. So anyway, they take Mark Zuckerberg to the Porcellian Club. And you know, they can't really, because the club's so exclusive and he's not a member, they can't actually take him into the club proper. They just sort of hang around in the vestibule that Mark refers to as the bicycle room. And it's when they're standing in there, and they, as soon as they walk in, they're blah blah blah, they're making small talk, and then one of the Winkle Bros says, hey, you want a sandwich or something? Mark Zuckerberg says, sure. Guy disappears for a minute, comes back shortly thereafter with a sandwich. It is a hoagie type sandwich, or submarine sandwich, or a grinder, or whatever you call them. And it's wrapped. It's wrapped in, you know, saran wrap or a clear wrapping, and it even has a label on it. And ever since I saw this movie for the first time a few years ago, I've been dying to know what kind of sandwich that is. And why is it prepackaged? And, you know, if they're not making them there, you know, you got to assume that if they're making sandwiches in this club, they wouldn't need to label them. They could just wrap them up and hand them out or put them in the fridge or whatever. But no, this is wrapped and clearly labeled and pre-made and everything. And I'm dying to know, what kind of sandwich is it? Who made it? Where did it come from? Why does this clubhouse just have pre-made sandwiches wrapped up in cellophane? What? And if these are pre-made, and if this is true for the Porcellian Club in general, where are they getting these sandwiches? Who is the supplier? Can I get one of these sandwiches? Can I eat a sandwich from the Porcellian Club? Ooh, I'll feel so elite. I'll feel so Harvard exclusive. And that's why I want to know what that sandwich is. Why can't I get more information on that sandwich? Why won't anybody kick down with the sandwich 411? I don't know. If you have any ideas, let me know. My name's Tobe. I'm the host of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow, each and every other day. But for now, I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my